Welcome back. Here's the community updates on May 21st. Grand Rapids City Commissioners approved a $546 million city budget maintaining current service levels and aiding in economic recovery. This includes public safety, health and human services, and public works, among other operations. The budget also invests more than $25.6 million in city departments and programs that will contribute to more equitable policies, practices, and outcomes. Among these investments are increasing the supply of affordable housing, lead service line replacements in the Third Ward, and bringing the crime reduction program Cure Violence to the city. More details about the city's fiscal plan are available through its website. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced an updated Michigan Vax to Normal plan on Thursday, setting dates for an end to capacity restrictions for outdoor and indoor gatherings across the state. Previously linking the lifting of such limits to state vaccination rates, limits for all outdoor events will now end June 1st, with indoor limits ending July 1st. Reflecting Whitmer's updated plan, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services will issue an updated epidemic order on Monday, May 24th. Throughout the month of June, people who are not yet fully vaccinated will still be required to wear face coverings while indoors. The department's forthcoming update for its epidemic order will be available through its website. Partnering with local nonprofits, Uptown Grand Rapids and their beautification efforts are ramping up for business districts on the east side. The organization announced an update on its progress on Tuesday, detailing its work now spanning four projects. The projects encompass East Town, East Fulton, Wealthy Street, and East Hills. The other projects include commissioning more locally made art outdoors in East Town and reimbursing local businesses and property owners for facade rehabilitations for applicants approved through its facade improvement program. More details about beautification projects underway by Uptown Grand Rapids are available through its website. The Rapidian encourages local residents to share their own stories related to civic, economic, and public health developments in the Grand Rapids area on the Rapidian's platform. Check out this week's featured articles on the Rapidian homepage, or to get started as a community reporter by visiting therapidian.org/write. This video is supported by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, the Lowell Arts Center, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This update is brought to you by the Rapidian, GRTV, and the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Take care.